Well, good morning. This is Public Affairs. My name is Doug Groffel, and I'm here today with Deb Briner and Terry Buhlman with the Quilts of Valor program. Ladies, what's going on? What are we doing on Tuesday?
Tuesday night, about 6 o'clock, we are going to be awarding 6 Quilts of Valor to some local veterans. And so this program has been in effect since about 2003 with over 430,000 quilts nationwide. And so Deb and I are part of the Quilts of Valor Foundation here locally, and we're honored to award these quilts.
Great. Tell me a little bit more about the Quilts of Valor program overall. What is this about, and what are we doing?
We honor veterans.
Okay.
And they have to have served. They have to be honorably discharged. Mm-hmm. And so we try to catch all the veterans that are local. We've gotten, I think, as far as I've done one in Omaha, one in Lincoln,
okay.
But there are several other members that are local or even statewide that can do all over. So,
and really basic for folks who aren't familiar with the program, what is it that we're doing? That's quilts, right? Do you make
it?
Is the quilts?
They measure about 60 by 80, generally red, white, and blue, okay. for the veteran, and then we put a label on the back with their name and who's made the quilt.
Mm-hmm. It's really just a thank you.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you for their service.
Terry's got military in her family. I don't.
Okay.
But I love to quilt, and my kids already have too many quilts. And so I wanted to just share, and this just is a wonderful program to thank veterans for their service and sacrifice to our nation.
Absolutely. Great. Yes. Who makes the quilts?
We all do. Terry makes her own. I make my own. Sometimes she has hers quilted by others. I do the whole thing usually. But they can be made by one or two people. The quilting can be done by somebody else. The binding can actually be done by somebody else. But we all make them with love.
Great. Okay, awesome. And so you said honorably discharged veterans. Any veteran under that category? Are we looking at older folks, younger folks?
When I first started doing it about 10 years ago, I started with the older veterans.
Sure.
Mainly World War II Korean.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm down probably now up to the war in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Okay.
Yeah, we're trying to get the older ones covered first.
Okay.
And I recently awarded one to a Vietnam veteran, and I think we have some Tuesday night.
We have three Vietnam veterans on Tuesday night.
Okay, and I think I saw this is the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. Is that right?
Yes. And Deb will explain a little bit.
Okay. And that's the other thing that we have going on. Through our Quilts of Valor Foundation, we have been partnered with the United States Vietnam War Commemoration, who they're recognizing all veterans who served during the Vietnam War. And that is no matter where they served. It's living service veterans that served from November 1st, 1955 to May 15th, 1975. Doesn't matter where they served, if it was home or abroad or where it was, if they were in the U.S. Armed Forces during that time. So Tuesday night, we're actually going to award these Vietnam War veteran pins, and they are the 50th anniversary pins.
Okay. Yeah, and I think that's important. You know, it's always good to remember that, and this is true for a lot of conflicts, that there are a lot of people that go over, and there are a lot of people that stay at home and support those that are directly in conflict and fighting.
It takes everyone. You know, it takes somebody at the office to make this place work, and it takes somebody at the office. So it takes those people at home and abroad to make everything work. But what this pin is more than anything is a thank you.
Right.
Thank you that they didn't receive when they came home.
Okay. How does somebody become involved in the Quilts of Valor if they're interested in being a member of your group?
I started probably about 10 years ago just from the local quilt shop. And
okay.
I know Jesse Rose over at Stitch by Jesse at Taylor is now a Quilts of Valor store.
Oh.
So you can contact her or contact Deb and I, and we will get you connected.
Okay.
There's just a small...
Very nominal fee to be a Quilt of Valor member.
Yeah. It's very, very little. And then you're connected with all... You can get help. If you know somebody that's far enough away that you can't do the quilt to them, you can send it on to the next person and they will make sure that they're covered.
Okay.
Because the nomination form is on the Quilt of Valor
yes.
Foundation website. You can nominate any living service member who has been honorably discharged.
Okay. And somebody will make a quilt for them and it will be presented for them. And
yeah, because yes. It goes into the data bank, and like sometimes they'll get, the state coordinator will say, hey, one came up that came into Custer County, and they'll contact one of us and then we'll set up the award.
Okay. Fantastic.
It's not a gift. It's an award.
Yeah.
And it's something that we want them to use when they think about their service, if they think about the hardships that they went through, that it's a comfort to them knowing that somebody cares and that somebody went to the trouble to show them that they cared.
Okay. Is there anything else I haven't asked?
We just want to tell them thank you. So Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, the soup supper goes on longer than that, but around 6 o'clock is we're going to do the Quilts of Valor presentation, and then we'll follow that with the Vietnam War lapel pin.
Okay. And this is at the municipal building
at
here in Broken Bow.
At the municipal building. Uh-huh.
At the Veterans Dinner.
Yep. Soup is served from 4 to 7 that day.
4 to 7. All right.
So we want to give them our thanks.
I think that's all the questions I have. Thank you, ladies, for coming out and talking.
Thank you.
Much
thank
appreciated.
You.
Yeah. Have a great day. This has been Public Affairs. I've been speaking with Deb Briner and Terry Buhlman with the Quilts of Valor program. Quilts will be presented at the Veterans Dinner at the Municipal Building in Broken Bow at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, the 11th of November.